Page 175. Algorithms for predicting crime.
Big city crime is nothing new. But what's one way some modern police forces, like the LAPD, stay a step ahead of criminals and allocate police resources?
There's 21 geographic areas in the Los Angeles Police Department. It's the city of LA. Foothill is one of those. So out of those 21, in 2013-14, Foothill Division was the number one division in crime reduction, and I believe a lot of it had to do with this predictive policing model.
With support from the National Science Foundation, a team at UCLA developed PredPol, a set of algorithms for predicting where crimes will occur, much different from traditional policing methods usually employed today.
The difference between predictive policing and hotspotting is looks at the history of crime, where it's occurred in an area or a corridor, and that's where officers spend their time. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's where the next crime is going to occur. It could occur outside that historical area for a variety of reasons. But this predictive policing model determines that and will send officers to where it most accurately believes that the next crime will occur. On a daily basis, the program creates a 12-hour map where it predicts where the next crime is going to occur in the area. We give it to our officers. Our officers know where they need to be during that 12-hour period, so it takes a lot of guesswork out of it. And we can focus our efforts in small areas. So it's a very focused approach to crime fighting, and we can do it with less officers in a more efficient and meaningful way. In comparison, we had our crime analysts try and predict where crime was going to occur in the next 6 months to a year. We mapped out where our analysts, our professionals, our experts believed crime would occur. We used our program and did the same thing. We looked back, the program was roughly 25 to 30% more accurate as to where the crime is going to occur. So I would say it's pretty amazing.
Copyright National Science Foundation.